Praise God. I believe we have the recording started now. So God is an awesome, awesome God. So our subject tonight is Jesus, our intercessor. Jesus, our intercessor. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight, God. We just thank you, God, because you're so good to us. And God, you fill us with your word, with understanding. Oh, God, and I pray that even as your word goes forth, that you will just anoint me to minister the word of God, that you will just anoint the ears of those that are hearing your word, and that you will allow this word to be ever settled in their heart, that you receive the glory and you receive all the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the subject is Jesus, our intercessor. So what is an intercessor? An intercessor is a person who intervenes on behalf of another, especially by prayer. And you know, when Jesus is our intercessor, my God, we can be assured of success. We can be assured that he will pray for us. You know, a lot of times people mean well when they say, listen, could you pray for me? Listen, pray for me. I need this. I need the other. Oh, yeah, call my name to the Lord. And folks, you know, sometimes they get busy and caught up in their own things, and they just forget to pray. But when we know who's seated on the right hand of the Father, Jesus himself, he is our intercessor. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible shows us that Jesus speaks to the Father on our behalf. For example, in Romans 8:33-34, the scripture says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? We are God's elect. Amen. Who is going to accuse us? He said, the Bible says, it is God that justifies. See, we have been saved by faith through Jesus Christ. We're justified, even as though we haven't committed a sin. But because Jesus is the justifier, praise God, that no one can condemn us. Then the next question he says, who is he that condemns? The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So who can condemn what God has justified? The scripture further says, it is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. That is awesome. That's a blessing right there. We can shout right there knowing that Jesus is interceding to God on our behalf. Say amen to that. Glory to God. I am going to be reading from 1 John 2 and 1, and I am going to read just that portion from the Amplified Bible. It says, my little children, that's us. It's Paul, John talking to us. My little children, I write you these things so that you may not violate God's law and sin. But if any should sin, we have an advocate. That means one who will intercede for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ. That all righteous, upright, just, who conforms to the Father's will in every purpose, every thought, and action. Jesus is the one who intercedes for us. He is the advocate. He's the one that stands before the Father and just asking God, making petitions for you and I. Amen. Oh, my God. That is so, so blessed. And then I'm going to turn again to Hebrews. Hebrews 7, you can if you want to. Hebrews 7 and 23-25. The scripture talks about, and they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, talking about Jesus, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Hallelujah. My God, talking about the priesthood of Jesus, priesthood. And number verse 25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, Jesus saves to the utmost. I love that song we used to sing back in the day. To the utmost, Jesus saves. Glory to God. And then it further says, seeing he ever liveth, he's never going to die, he makes intercession for them. That means he's making intercession for you and I. Hallelujah. We have so much to praise God for and just saying to him, Lord, thank you. If he never does anything else, the fact that he loves us so much, he's interceding to the God the Father on our behalf. It's a couple of notes here, even on that same scripture in Hebrews 7. It says, listen, over the years, there were many Levitical priests for one simple reason. They had to be many because you can't remain in office forever. Guess what? We all are going to pass away. But since the Son of God, Jesus Christ himself, he remains forever. He holds his priesthood permanently. My God. Therefore, he is able to save completely. We just said that. We just read that. To the utmost. Utmost, Jesus says. He's able to save completely those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede for us. That is so, so awesome. God is an awesome, awesome God. Praise the Lord. We have an example, and I know you're familiar with this, that where Jesus, we know that Jesus prayed for Peter, regarding Peter's unconscionable denial of the Lord. You know, when he continued to say, Lord, I love you, and so forth. And then, you know, he just felt that he was strong. And so, but Jesus told Peter, he just made no bones about it. He said, he told him point blank, Simon, Simon, he said, behold, Satan desires to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. Now, let's just take a little side note. I mean, this is not my message. We're really talking about Jesus, our intercessor. But I just couldn't pass by. Why did Jesus call Simon's name twice? Simon, Simon. See, when God calls your name twice, number one, it's to get your attention. And number two, there is an elevation or a higher level that God has planned for you. You can see this throughout the Bible, and this happens to men and to women of God. For example, in Genesis 22, before Abraham could cut Isaac with the knife. He had the knife drawn and his hand raised. But God called out to him twice. He said, Abraham, Abraham, stay your hand. And so the elevation part was to show that Abraham proved to God that he was willing to obey him even in taking his son's life. And we know the story of Abraham, how he was blessed. Another example, in Genesis 46, 2 and 3, see, when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, because see, Moses was just amazed, and he was drawn away by this bush that was burning but was never consumed. He also, God called out to him. He said, Moses, Moses. And then Moses answered, says, here I am. And then we know that after how Moses was a great deliverer of the people of Israel, God used him mightily. We talked about, yes, there's a reason that he calls your name twice. And then one other example. In 1 Samuel, the third chapter, and the Lord came and he stood calling as other times. He said, Samuel, Samuel. And then Samuel said, speak, for Lord, your servant hears. And we all know that Samuel was a great prophet of the Lord. Oh, yes, and very well respected. So they ask that question. Are you listening? Is God calling your name? You don't hear an audible voice, but your spirit. You know when the Spirit of God is speaking to you. It may wake you out of your sleep, said, I need you to step aside and pray. I want to talk with you. Or you need to be reading that word. The Spirit is speaking. So are we listening? Amen. I had to go aside and just look at that. But let's get back to this. That scripture says again, Simon, Jesus called him. He said, Simon, Simon, behold, look, Satan desires to have you that he might sift you like wheat. We talk about Jesus, he's the intercessor. But he says, look, he just didn't leave it like that. He said to Peter, he says, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you have been converted, he said, then I want you to strengthen the brethren. See, Jesus being the omniscient and the all-knowing, powerful God that he is, he foretold the disciples' failure, especially Peter's betrayal of him. He told them about it. He said it was going to happen. See, and Jesus knew that all of his disciples would run away because they'd be afraid and fearful. And if the devil were to be successful destroying Peter's faith and confidence in Christ, then even the other disciples, their faith would become diminished. Because, see, Peter was always out front. He was always outspoken. And so, therefore, the other disciples, they look at him. But Jesus said, he intervened right then and there. He said, yeah, but Peter, he said, but I prayed for you. Hallelujah. My God. See, look, people understand that God has his anointing and his presence in you. When you say that you are a Christian and that you are called out as his disciple, people are watching you. You may not know they're looking at you, but they're watching your life. See, you don't need to wear a sign on your back and just say, I'm a Christian. They will read your life. They will pay attention to the things that you say that you love God, and they know. They know right from wrong, regardless whether they're doing it or not. They're watching you. Somebody has their eyes on you. See, when Jesus said, Simon, I pray for you, and he says, that your faith fail not. See, Jesus didn't pray that Peter would not fail, but he prayed that his faith would not fail. He had strong faith, and knowing that if he prayed for Peter's faith to be strengthened and so that it wouldn't be shattered, because when, no matter what you're going through, but if your faith is strong in God, you can survive. You can survive the storms of life. You can make it because your faith is anchored in the Lord. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. See, notice Jesus said, he said, when you have been converted, Peter, still talking to him, he says, and then he says, when you have been converted, not if you are converted. See, he already knew. Jesus knew. Remember, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He knows the end from the very beginning. So essentially, Jesus prophesied to Peter's failure, to his repentance, and his usefulness. He knew that he would be used. He knew that God would use him. He knew that Peter would repent. He knew Peter would have some failure. But his faith, he said, I prayed that your faith fail you not. And we need to pray that all the time. God, keep my faith. Keep me strong. Keep me anchored in you. We need to pray one for the other. Keep me anchored in you. Keep my brother and my sister anchored in you. Keep our church family together. Help us to worship you on one accord in spirit and in truth. See, this example about Peter, it gives hope to those who have fallen from grace. The Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the grace of God and the glory of God. But God is a restorer. Amen. God will restore you if we sin. Not when we sin, but if we should sin, if we should fall short. We are reminded that we do have an advocate with the Father, and that's Jesus Christ, who is pleading our case. See, after Peter's conversion, And then he said, I want you to go ahead, strengthen the brothers, encourage their heart. And Peter began to, and he did that. Glory to God. And we know that God used Peter. Mm-hmm. We know that because Peter wrote two of the epistles in the New Testament. See, Peter, when Jesus began to talk to him and saying that these things are going to happen, you know, Peter, you know, he thought himself to be stronger than he was. But guess what? He hadn't been tested. He hadn't been put to the test yet. Mm-hmm. See, Satan can only do what God allows him to do. Say it again. Satan can only do what God allows him to do. Remember, Satan had to get permission from God to touch the things and the people that were connected to Job. One thing, but God said to him, he allowed him to do that, but he told him, he told Satan, yes, you can do that, but you are not to touch Job's life. My God, see, God is an awesome, awesome God. Amen. Praise God. The Lord never allows us to be tempted above what we're able to bear. He says with every temptation, he will make a way and escape. Praise God. See, one thing we think about, the Lord sometimes allows Satan to tempt us in order, think about this, to draw out the evil that's in us, some evil, some things that we don't even know is there, evil which we may not even be aware. But see, by doing this, he reveals, God reveals to us our sinful tendencies and weaknesses so that he might lead us to repentance. And so even though, you know, Satan tempts us and does so many things, sometimes we yield to that. But even through that, through all that activity, that we, God can use it to turn it around for our good so that he can cleanse us, so that we can see the, how much more we need him. We need the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, we do. See, that's why the scripture tells us. You know, we're not, see, the thing is, we're not as strong as we think we are. See, you don't know how strong you are. You don't know, you could look at somebody else and maybe they failed or whatever. You say, well, I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't do this, or I don't think I would do that. You don't know what you will do. If you yet, if you haven't been tested, the scripture tells us we are not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly what you will do until you are tested. See, the testimony doesn't come before the test. We have to be tested first. And then once we pass the test, then we can hook up with the money, and you put the two together, then we will have a testimony. Say amen to that. I know that's right. Glory to God. So we never want to say, hey, I'm this, I'm that, and I'm too strong for this. I'll never do this. That's what Peter thought. He thought the same thing. My God. But see, when these things are allowed in our lives, that we, it humbles us. If we truly have a heart to serve the Lord and we truly love him, because he said, if you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you love me, you will obey and keep and obey my word. That's what it proves that. You know, that's what it really proves. Where the rubber meets the road, and when you are tested, then can you stand? Do you love him enough to know that, Lord, I will be able to stand. And after I've done all the stand, I will stand therefore on your word. Why? Because I want to please the Father. Just like Jesus. Jesus says, I always do the things that please my Father. I do what the Father has given me to do. You and I are no different. Because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we have a right to the tree of life. Because of his shed blood, we can come boldly before the throne and receive grace and mercy for whatever we need to have done. See, that's why his mercy is brand new for you and I every day. So if you are a child of God and we are children of God, then Satan, he has no power over us. He has no power on you unless God grants it. Because, see, Satan is a deceiver. And if God allows it to happen, he's able to bring us out. Amen, somebody. See, the enemy comes to kill. Yes, he does. He comes to steal. and he comes to destroy. He comes to kill your influence. He comes to steal your joy. He comes to take away your peace and try to destroy it. But see, we don't have to worry about that. But Jesus says, but I am come. I am come that you might have life, and you can have that life more abundantly, extra, a lot of life, extra life. Hallelujah. So we don't have to worry about the power that of Satan taking power over us as long as we are anchored in Jesus, as long as Jesus is Lord and Master of our life. See, there's one scripture that I like, and we're getting ready to close soon. It says in Romans 8:28 that we know this, and the scripture says that, and we know that all things, sometimes it might be good things, sometimes it might not be so good things. So sometimes it might be sad things, hurtful things. But the scripture says, and we know this, that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and love God. That's what I was just talking about. How much do you love him? And it's to them who are the called according to his purpose, to the purpose for which God has purpose for us. You see, God is able to work out our soul's salvation. He told us to work it out. But he's able that he called us. He's able to keep us. He's able to sustain us. Amen. Yo, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. He that has begun a good work in you, he's able to complete it. And he's able to keep us until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say amen to that. Praise God. John 10 says, look, we're talking about Jesus. He's our intercessor. He is our intercessor. We don't have such a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But see, Jesus was tempted in every way as you and I are. Yet, the scripture says, without sin. We have that high priest. We don't have to worry about the Levitical priests like they had to get new ones because they were inhuman. They died off, so you got to get another one. So then you get another one. But we got a high priest that's seated on the right hand of God the Father interceding for us. And then John 10:28, it says, and I give unto them eternal life. Glory to God. And they shall never perish. That's what the scripture says about us. We are the elect of God. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's the scripture. And it says, my Father, so Jesus said, my Father, which gave them to me, he is greater than them all. And there's no man that's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Jesus, our intercessor. Is that saying something right there? My God, that's letting us know our salvation is real. We can make it. We can make it. Praise God. Say that wherever you are, I can make it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. One of the main reasons is because Jesus, he strengthens us, and then Jesus, he is our intercessor. He neither sleeps nor slumbers. Hallelujah. But my God, he has us on his mind. As Pastor said last night, Jesus is alive. He has us on his mind. He is our intercessor. He is our high priest who loves us, who gave himself for us. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for that word tonight. Oh, yeah. Praise God. It blessed me to even study this, to knowing that, yes, we need to be reminded we have someone on our side that never sleeps or slumbers, but he constantly, even when we make a mistake, while we're sleeping, and sometimes we might be in God's permissive will, not exactly in his perfect will, but yes, Jesus is interceding for us. Jesus, our intercessor. Glory to God. We just want to praise God for his word tonight. And I pray that you've been blessed. We're going to just continue to pray for the sick and the shut-in, and we will pray continually also for Sister Gertrude Allen. We're praying also for Mother Elizabeth Lee and the Lee family. We're praying for the Tuttle family tonight. We're also praying for Sister Pearl Lean and their family. We continue to pray for our church mother and our church father. We just pray for our church tonight, and we just pray for all of you that are on the line. So let us go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you. Glory to God. God, we thank you for your word tonight. Your word was rich and it was powerful. Oh, my God, our hearts are encouraged, God, just to know that Jesus is our intercessor. He intercedes for us. He goes to bat for us. He is that interceding, loving Christ. He's one. Jesus, I thank you. How you remind the Father said, I died for them. I shed my blood for them. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because of Jesus. We have hope tonight. Jesus is in you. We live, we move, we have our being. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, we have you as our hope of glory. My God, we can make it. God, Father, I just praise you. God, I lift you up tonight. We lift you up in prayer tonight. We lift you in our praise tonight. We glory, glory, glory in your sight tonight. Because, God, who we are in you, because what you have allowed your presence to be in our midst, that you never leave us, God. You never, ever forsake us. Because it's a blessing to know that you're with us always, even to the end of the world. Now, Father, I pray on behalf of all those on the sick list tonight, God, that you will remember them, each one, God. You know what the ailments are. You know, God, the things that the people are going through, their pain, God. Ease the pain. Those that have rheumatoid arthritis, those that have arthritis and pain in their back, and oh, God, and their knees are out of joint. They've had knee operations and so forth. My God, you know all about it, Father. We're asking you, Father, as Jesus intercede. You told us, Father, that we could ask anything in the name of Jesus, that you would do it. So we're asking for a complete healing tonight, Father. Praise God. We're asking that you would just have your way, Father, that your will would be done. God, those that need to be comforted tonight, comfort those. Comfort them tonight. Comfort those that need comforting. Give peace to those that need peace, God. Intervene, God, on their behalf tonight. Deliver those that need deliverance. Father, we will intercede tonight on behalf of our loved ones. God, that are not saved, God, that you will just send your word and deliver and set the people free, God. Save our loved ones, Father. Deliver, God. Take the hands of them. Release them that are captive by the enemy, Father. Father, we just pray for those that are in places of confinement all over the land, God. My God, deliver, God. You are able, God. Your Holy Spirit is able to get in between the marrow and the bone. It knows the intents of the heart. Father, we know that you are everywhere at the same time, Father. We know that you are a deliverer, God. Have your way, God. Send deliverance, God. Your deliverance power, God. We thank you, Jesus, for salvation, Lord God. And God, even as we pray tonight, if there's anybody that needs salvation tonight, Father, just allow them to say this prayer. Father said, Jesus, I ask that you forgive me for my sin. I ask that you set me free from the binds of Satan, that you would deliver my soul, that you allow the blood of Jesus apply to me. I renounce sin, and God, I repent of my sin, and I accept you as my Lord and Master. Hallelujah, that I will learn of you. Hallelujah, that I will take your yoke upon me and learn of you. In in Jesus' name. My God, I pray for every person that's on this prayer line tonight. Whatever the need is tonight, God, that you would meet that need, God. That you are more than able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we could ask or even think. Father, we pray, God, that you would bless households, God. Bless those that need jobs, God. Bless those that are in financial straits. God, that you would just release your blessings upon them, God. That you would increase our faith, that we would go to the next level in you. Father, even those that are being tempted and have yielded themselves to sin, God, we know that Jesus loves them, that you, God, will deliver them, set them free. Hallelujah. For you said he that the Son sets free is free indeed. God, we accept the finished work of Jesus. We accept by faith, Father God. We know, God, that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that you comfort the hearts of those that are bereaved, God. God, you will bless them, God, strengthen, God. Comfort those that are caregivers, Lord, that you will strengthen them on every single hand, Lord. Oh, God, that you are able, Lord, to lift them up, God. Let them feel your comforting, God. Let them feel your peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps their hearts and minds tonight by Christ Jesus. We believe in you. Father, I'm asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless our pastor, Pastor Bolden, God, that you will strengthen him. God, empower him, endure him, indwell him with the power of the Holy Ghost even the more as he pressed toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. God, give him that strength. Father, I thank you for the vision that you have given him. And Father, all those, God, that are connected with him, that they will see the vision, that they will grab hold to the faith, that they will stand strong and believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord, even for the pavilion and playground project. Father God, as people sow into this vision, God, hallelujah, I know that you will increase them more and more, that you will bless them. As we're reading in this scripture, Lord, that you will bless them more and more, bless them and their children and their household. God, it's kingdom work. It's kingdom work that we're doing. God, that we have to do it now because it's almost midnight. Whatever work that we do, we have to do to the glory and honor of God, that you might get the glory, Father, that you might get all the praise and all the honor. It belongs to you, Father. And we just bless you, Lord. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept. Hallelujah. Help us, God, as we keep our minds stayed on you. You will keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we thank you for interceding for us. Even right now as we pray unto you, to the Father in your name, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because we know that you are the true vine and we're the branches and we dwell in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, tonight. And we bless you, Lord. We glorify your name. We magnify not only our church. God, bless all the churches. The Father, that bless, oh God, that you have blessed as shepherds, as, hallelujah, watchmen on the wall over your people, God. Bless the congregations, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. You know how to restore. You know how to get the attention of the people. God, help us to cry loud and spare not, that we must be born again. Hallelujah. Let people cry out, what must I do to be saved? We know that you're speaking, God. We can see that you're speaking each and every day. Help your people to listen. Hallelujah. That we know that time is drawing near, huh? That you're soon to come. Father, you said when you return to earth, will you find faith on the earth? And God, we thank you, Lord. We are praying, God, and we believe you. We believe you for the answer, God. We glorify your name. We worship you in spirit, God, and in truth. Hallelujah. And Father, we ask these blessings in Jesus' name for your will, for your praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. All that on this line, let's give God some praise. He's worthy. Yeah. He's worthy to be praised.
How
everybody on this line should open their mouth. They should be praising Him. They should be thanking Him for being our high priest tonight. You should be thanking you, Lord, because you're our intercessor tonight. Hallelujah. We need to take time to give God the praise and give God the glory. Give Him the honor. It's due His name. Jesus, our high priest. Hallelujah. Jesus, our intercessor tonight. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. There is nobody like you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you and we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless you at all times. And your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. And we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we come this far by faith. We're leaning. We're depending on you tonight. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be praised. We say yes to your will. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Glory, glory, glory to your name. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your anointing. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God. We praise God. We praise you, Lord. I thank God again for everybody that's on this line tonight. Praise God. And, you know, this has just been a special time that God has allowed us to minister His word, to letting us know who we have, to whom we serve, and to whom we belong. Jesus, our intercessor. So our time has come and gone, and we just praise God anyway, and how much He has been so good to us. Every single one. We let you know that we love you. Continue to pray for Pastor Bolden and I. We love you, and I know you love us, but Jesus loves us more. And I encourage you, as every week I do, is just continue. Look up. Look up. Look up. Look to the hills which cometh your help. Our help comes from the Lord. Look unto the Lord. He's the one who's our keeper. He's our sustainer. He's our intercessor. So until next week, we love you and we want you to continue to pray one for another and be blessed. Hallelujah. With that saying, I am saying good night. God bless you. Be strong in God. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.